everyone. Welcome back to Dad Space, the podcast for dads by dads. And dads listening, if you're having a hard time connecting with your kids, you know, they know that you love them, but when's the last time you said anything to that extent? When's the last time you sent them a text message? You're like, oh, I don't know. Did you know that your kids would love to hear from you? And to that end, I had my guest on, is on the show today on my Living the Next Chapter podcast to talk about her book, Text Messages to My Sons, Connecting Deeply in a World of Devices. And here's the book right here. I love it. And Tammy came on my show to talk about her book. And I said, when we're done, I'm like, Tammy, got to come on Dad Space, talk to the dads, because we need a manual. We need a tool to help us communicate better with our kids. And Tammy said, sure. And here she is. So I'm really happy to have Tammy on the podcast. The book is here, Tammy. I love it. Welcome to Dad Space.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate the opportunity to be back talking to the dads. I think that is so cool. And thank you so much for your belief in the book and for taking a chance and reading it and looking it over and enjoying the messages that are resonating because you're a dad too.
100%.
So there you go. It makes great sense.
It's great. Now, for those that haven't met you yet, we do have an entire episode of Living the Next Chapter where we really go into in-depth kind of the process of the book and everything that went into creating this. But for those dads that are listening that haven't heard that episode yet, I don't want to just jump into the conversation and leave them kind of going, what's going on? So can you give us a sense of the book and how this book came to life and what happened to get to this point?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So what happened? A couple of years ago, I was, you know, we were all shut down. It was the pandemic and had started. And I was really thinking about where I was at, who I was. I wasn't really that thrilled with myself. I didn't like where my head was at a lot of the time or how I was living for many, many years. And it kind of all came to me that I needed to make some changes. So I started working on me and my limiting beliefs and my mindset. Now, part of my heart just kind of opened up. You know, this really came from the heart. I started realizing that the most important people in my world, the most important things to me, who I haven't always been fully vested around or paying attention to or as involved with as I should be, or maybe not in the right way, are my children, are my sons. And I realized that I was going through this metamorphosis and I wanted to change the way I interact with them. I wanted to change the paradigms of the kind of conversations we had, but I wanted to really change how I communicate, how I connect to them. It really just started from there, from a feeling from my heart, not my head, my heart, that I really needed to share my feeling, like share what was inside of me with them and not make have any expectations from them. Now, I know that my sons, like everybody else these days, are on phones. I mean, you're on a device. We're very wired into that. We're very connected into those phones. And we're very much habits and creatures of algorithms that are being sent to us every day. And I was like, well, how do I capture their attention? You know, because you're fighting for the attention of your kids. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but nobody's talking even at a dinner table to each other or in a restaurant. So I said, okay, everybody's looking at their phones. Exactly. So I said, okay, we know our kids are on their phone. So how cool would it be for me to reach them on their phone, to send them a text, but not a reprimand, not a command, not a reminder, but to send them just, I love you. You're extraordinary. Oh, here's accountability. You know, you could be accountable with your kids too. It's not just them being accountable to you. You can show up as a human being to your children, but also, you know what? You could share whatever knowledge you're learning because there's so much information out there that's brilliant, brilliant visionaries who wrote books that I started getting into when I was working on myself, not in a judgmental way, not in a lecturing way, but just like, hey, here's a cool quote. And this is what I think it means. What do you think it means? Just opening up that channel. And like I said, I had zero expectations that they were going to respond to me. I didn't expect it. I didn't think it was even necessary, to tell you the truth. But they did, you see. I did this because I wanted to send something to them from my heart without expectations. Because once you have put expectations on somebody, it's not the same communication. So I had to take the first step. So dads, as parents, you know, we're the ones who have to take the first step. We can't wait around for our kids to take the step to us. We would love it if it happened, but it's not. But we're the role model, right? So yeah, over time, I've always been busy running, working, in my own head, miserable at times, you know, and reacting to my kids that way. So why would they necessarily want to have conversations with me as I grew up? But you know what? It's never too late to make that connection and reach them where they're at and just do it from your heart. Don't do it from your head. So with text messages to my sons, this didn't start out as a book. This really was just me sending messages to my kids until I was sharing with colleagues and friends that I do it. This is a practice I do every day, 5 days a week. I don't do it on the weekends with them, but I send a message of love and inspiration and I share knowledge and I share something of myself. And it's been going on for years. So my friends were like, and my colleagues were like, wow, that's so cool. I mean, you should put that in a book. So I was like, I should put that in a book. Wow. Yeah, because I had no clue how to write a book. I didn't set out to be an author. So after going through professional, like to services for help and direction and guidance, because I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to self-publish. I still don't really get self-publishing world. It's fast, but hey, it came into a book. So yeah. Now I look at it as a movement, something that is my mission. I realized is to spread light to our children because they're going to be the ones to spread it out from them. And we can do this and we can beat those algorithms and we can get their attention and we can foster a deeper connection. And the book is a guide because you know what? Not everybody has a message in their head or they don't know where to start. It starts coming to you much more easily as you do it. So, hey, the book has 10 chapters with all different titles on each chapter, whether it's gratitude, whether it's mindfulness, whether it's leadership, whatever the chapter is, those messages align with that chapter. And be my guest. Take the messages and run with it. Just make sure you always put the name of the person who made the quote. Yeah. Don't make it your own quote. If it's somebody, you have to attribute correctly quotes.
Yes.
Because then they'll think you thought that up and they'll share it as your quote and that you can get in trouble down the line. So always attribute correctly.
Yes. I love it. And the one thing I think for dads that we can do better is be more loving and nurturing. That's one thing I think dads need to lean into a little bit more. And 100%. We kind of default to our partners at times, which is not because with some jealousy, it seems like from my point of view, like my wife just naturally goes there. For me, it's an effort. Like I actually have to think about it to get there. She just naturally, that's who she is. Affection and nurturing. That's my wife. So for me, I can do that, but I have to think about it where she doesn't have to. Right. So as dads, I think having a book like yours could give us some of the tools so we don't have to kind of think that we're on our own to come up with these unique, creative, inspiring texts for our kids coming from a dad's perspective. We can use your book as a guide to help us do that.
I agree. And you know what? A lot of it, especially like in certain generations, I see it, you know, where it's been the wife's duty to be the nurturer, the mother, you know, like the mother earth. And we were raised, I know my generation, that's what you do. You're self-sacrificing. The husband is working and he's a guy, you know, he's wired that way. And he wants to just talk sports and business and everything else is, you know, emotions are just a completely different thing. Boys don't cry. Men are strong. We've been raised with these images, these origin stories. We've seen it from our own fathers. Like my father was very quiet and more distant. He went to work. I never saw him. He was always at work. My mother was in the house. It was different, you know? So I think as we grow and we're now in this world, right? And you can see now, I also see younger men who are partners or have kids or they're married. they are more involved with what was traditionally the woman's role. They are doing, they're splitting chores. They're picking the kids up. They are taking the kids by themselves and going and spending the day. It's a different type of landscape now. But that doesn't mean that everybody has that message. Every man has that way of speaking that they want to have. They might not have any ability to do it because it's not in their mainstream world. It's coming from, like, I think every man has, of course, has deep emotion. There's a well of emotion. Tapping into that is one thing. Expressing it is a completely different thing. Writing is a completely different thing. There's a lot of different processes. So I just want to see men do it. I want to see dads do it with their kids. And I want them to feel comfortable. So whatever means makes it easy for you to do it, take the book and use the messages, because that was my mission. I shared it for a reason, because I want everybody to be able to find a way to spread light and love and inspiration and knowledge with their kids. That's it. So it's my pleasure and joy to have people take those messages. You can tweak them. It's a base. Hey, it's AI in a way. What do people do with AI now? Think about it. They take AI. Guys do it. Yep. Women do it. They take AI. They tweak it. They put it in their words a little bit and they put it out. I'm your AI, except there's not one message that's AI generated. Yeah. I actually did all those messages myself. So take it, tweak it, put it right back out there. Like I said, the only thing you have to worry about is attributing the quotes to the right person. That's it. Done. You could share your heart.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it harder than that. Just share it.
What is the other side of this, Tammy? Why is this so important to our kids to hear from us like this? What did it mean for your boys growing up to have mom sending a text message 5 days a week? How did that shape them and how they saw life? What did it mean to them?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Dave. I wish I had started this when they first got phones. My kids, you know, they're now 30, 28, 23. But they didn't have phones till later. I wish I'd started doing this whole process with them many years ago. I started late with them. But like I said, it's never too late. And I have a very dear friend who I spoke with. She's a parenting coach. She is a parenting coach, Kim Minch. She works with parents, kids 18 to 29, because there's such a disconnect of kids that age. A lot of depression, addiction, deep isolation, lack of connection, very confused. So why is it important for us to do it? One is we need to take control away from the device, because the device is controlling your child, your kid. It doesn't matter how old they are, if they're teenagers or in their 20s. We have to be the ones, we're the parent. Okay. We should be able to give them something that will help them stand up to those algorithms, the hate, the violence, the indoctrination, the propaganda that's being spewed at them day in and day out. Where they're measuring their worth by how many likes they have. They're measuring themselves against an algorithm. See what I'm saying? You tell your child they're worthy. You tell your child that you believe in them. You keep telling them day in and day out. My kids have told me that they feel bulletproof from my messages, because they know there's somebody who genuinely loves them. And that's why I think this would work with anybody. If you don't have children, you have a niece and nephew, you have a partner, you have a friend who's in trouble, you have anything. You just send those messages of love. It warms them. It warms your heart. People are judging how many followers they have, how many likes. They're looking at the phone constantly, see how much they're liked. It's all outside. This is something that you can do directly with your child. And my sons, they do respond. See, I didn't expect it, but they do respond. They respond with heart emojis back, with I love you, with great message. Some days they don't respond. It's not like I expect I love you, mommy, you're the best person. But I can tell you our relationship is different, because they come to me when there's an issue. They come to me to talk to me. You know, they make sure that when I ask them to call me, that they call me. They make sure that we get together. They make sure that they get together with me. And also my boys, and they grew up in Manhattan. I don't have like these kids who are just like in La La Land. My boys grew up in Manhattan. They were born in Manhattan. They live in Manhattan. They live. They're tough. They're New Yorkers all the way. They wrote the foreword to the book because they wanted people to understand. They understood what I was doing. They were very involved with this whole process. I didn't expect them to be involved. Like they, you know, the format, every part of the way the book was put together. I asked them their opinion. My son connected me with the designer of the covers. This was all really, really important to me. And I did it and I included them, which made them very much part of it. But what was really, really cool is that when they wrote the foreword, they basically just said what it means to them to get these messages. So there is an impact. And you know what? I can tell you something. When I leave to go to my next journey in life, you know, when I pass on, you know what my kids are going to miss? They're going to miss one of the most number one things they're going to miss are those messages. They're going to miss them. That's what they're going to remember. And they're going to have them on their phone. And you know what? They're going to have them in the book too. But I am still messaging them and I'm not going to stop. And you know what? That's what they're going to look at. It's like when you listen to your parents' voice on the answering machine, or you watch an old video or you look at a picture. Right. That's what we gravitate towards. You think they think about, they might think about the vacation. They might think about the car. They might think about the best. But really, what are they going to look at? The picture. They're going to look at the message. They're going to look at things that got into their heart. This is what this is about. So yeah, dads, you need to do this because they will care. They might not tell you you're the best. It doesn't matter what they say. It matters how you feel sending this, that you know that you're connecting, that you know you're making an effort. You're making the effort with your children. They're everything. What else is there? Does it matter? At the end of the day, they're not replaceable. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take that opportunity to touch them on a different level? Because it does go in. And that's what you have to believe. It will affect them and it will go in and it will deepen your connection with them.
So for a dad, Tammy, that's listening and they're like, okay, this sounds like it's really important, but I have, like, I'll go buy the book. Yes, for sure. But I have no idea where to start. Like I've never sent my kids a text ever. They'd be like, are you okay? Like, why are you sending me a text? My kids are going to freak out when they see that. What's like an easy message that we can send our kids to get the ball rolling?
Okay, here's my advice. That's amazing. But you just asked me, wow, okay. This is how I started. I just started and I said, well, I start my messages with good morning or good afternoon. It depends on the time of day that I send it. So I always have a good morning. I don't say good morning, my son. I don't, because that was from the song, You Are My Sunshine. It just meant something to me. So good morning. And I use the sunshine emoji. And I said, and then my first message was, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I decided I want to send you a message of love and I want to bless you. And I love you to the beginning of time, from the beginning of time, you know, and I always end my messages with how much I love them. And as that was the first message was like, and I'm probably going to send you one of these every day because I woke up and realized how much you mean to me. And it's important. Like it was a very short kind of beginning, just like, this is what I'm going to do. And that's it. Now I've had friends who tried and that one child would be like, crying practically with like, oh my God. And then the other one was like, are you insane? What are you doing? And I'm like, insane, what are you doing? Doesn't mean anything. You keep doing it. That's it. And as my journey with them went from that first like two line, I'm going to start doing this because I woke up and I realized that this is important to me. I love you. I want you to know it. I'm going to bless you every day. And those first messages were just me blessing them, me telling them I love them. And then it started evolving into sharing what I'm reading and noticing things. I was never noticing things. Noticing nature, noticing the water, learning something that I never stopped and thought about something and I'm thinking about it. Being accountable, explaining to them, hey, you know what? I want you to know something that I had a lot of limiting issues, limiting beliefs myself, and explaining where I came from. And why I behaved why I yelled. It wasn't never them. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't them. They didn't do anything. I was not okay. And I became a human being to them.
Wow.
And it took a little time for me to be able to open up and share some of those things about myself. Because you have to be accountable to your kids too. You know, how many times have we yelled at our kids because they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or we're struggling with something, we have already been triggered and they just happen to be in the wrong place and wrong time. That was my origin story. That's how I grew up. So I passed that on. And I wanted them to know that it was never about them. It was never something they did. And that was really important for me, that I let them know those things too. And that took time for me to get to that place where I opened up. And that really changed us, changed the parameters of our relationship in a lot of ways, because they saw me as a human being. They saw me as somebody who's trying. They saw me as somebody who didn't come from such an easy place. And I think that was really important that I was able to share that. So, yeah, I mean, it started off as simple as possible and then keep going from there. And you'll see, believe it or not, as you start doing more and more of these, it'll come easier. And you'll start feeling like, I want to tell them this. I want to say that. And of course, you have the book, which pulls those things out. I remember my husband, you know, he was very touched that I wrote to them, I wish there was somebody in my life who'd sent me these messages that I was worthy. And my husband was like, I never knew you felt that. I didn't know that you felt like that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I wish I had somebody who told me at a time that everything was going to be fine and that I'm worthy. Like, I didn't have that. So, you know what? It just like, it has a lot of, there's a lot of pieces there that just come into play as you're sharing and as you get more comfortable with it, because it sounds like the dads might be like, I'm not comfortable. So how do I start? Just start. Two lines. Set the stage. I'm doing this. Just like when you decide to do anything in your life, I'm going to start exercising. You don't say, wow, what do I do? How do I do it? You say, okay, I'm going to get sneakers, get a pair of shorts, and I'm going to start. I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to walk around the block 10 times. You figure it out. It's not hard.
Right.
Really not.
Yeah. The action part, I probably the hardest part, actually doing the action.
Yeah. It's just committing.
So how are you different? How do you see, how have you grown by doing all this with your kids, writing the book as well, but writing those texts Monday to Friday? What switch changed for you? What little click went off? And now you see yourself differently in the process of doing this.
You know, I always worried about myself because I'm going to be honest with you. I always found that I was kind of cut off emotionally. Like I would get like anger and being frustrated were my go-to emotions. And I was always like, I don't know if I feel love or if I know what feeling love is. I know I love some of these, my children, but I want to feel it. And what happened was as I started sending these messages, because like I said, I started feeling my heart, that I can tap into my heart. I can tap into feelings. I started sharing more, and that's how it changed me. It changed me in that I look at things differently. I look at I see things differently. I realize that I realize is that I have a mission. This has taught me that I have a mission to share what's freed me, what's made me able to connect deeply to my kids, what's made me able to tap into my heart and to feel things. I need to share that because we have to do that with our children because they're the most precious commodity, as is our loved ones are our most precious commodity. So we need to be able to do that, especially now. Like I see now even more how disenfranchised and how disconnected people are. I never noticed that before. And I'm seeing it more now because of what I've done with my children. I'm seeing where people are coming to me and they're saying like, I'm worried about my kids. We don't have a relationship. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's happening. And I'm like, you need to get into that space where they open up and they trust you. Because we think that they should trust us. We think that they should respect us. We think that they should do this and that. We think this and that. Now, yeah, they love us. There are children, but do they trust us? Do they respect us? I don't know. So you might have to be the vulnerable one first, which is what I learned, to be vulnerable in the right way with them so that they can trust me, so that they could want to talk to me. so that I'm not a judgmental person. Like, are we overly judgmental? Maybe we have to take a step back and bare our souls to them and just be that person that's a human being to them so that they could turn around and come to us. See what I'm saying? It's like a two-way street. I think parents, especially my generation, was always like, you know, kids should be seen, not heard. It's a one-way street. I tell you to do something, you do it. You respect me, you do what I say. And I think that's why there are a lot of issues. I'm not saying I have to be best friends with your kids and let them make all decisions and everything's, you know, everything goes and da da da. I think kids do need boundaries, but building respect is not just a given. It's not just they're going to respect you or trust you. You have to really give them a reason to. And I think in the past, I've been very judgmental. And I think that's something that's changed. I've been judgmental and defensive with people in general. And I think by doing this with my kids, I've become a bit less judgmental with people and less defensive and less aggressive because I'm more in touch with my heart space since I started doing this.
Do you think this could expand in the future for couples? Because I see text messages between couples being sending you a grocery list, sending you, it's very transactional. Here's a task. Here's a question. Did we pay the water bill? Did we pay the hydro bill? Can you grab some eggs on the way home? You know, where are you? What time is it? Where are you? What, are you staying late? Like, it's a lot of that. It's not a lot of, it's just information back and forth. As couples, I could almost see this translating into a couple doing this exercise and sending texts back and forth
Absolutely.
As well, right?
I think any person that you love or that you want to deepen a connection with, you should do it with. It's funny because when you're talking about like transactional, all of my texts when my kids were growing up were, where are you? What do you want? I'm busy. You want money? What do you want? Be here. Do this. Do that. You forgot this. Okay. Meet me here. Okay. We have to get your shoes. We have to do that. You know, you have basketball this afternoon. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There was nothing that was like, you're perfect. You're great. I love you. You know, I never, those weren't words we used. Once in a while, I'd be like, love ya. You know, I put a little heart on there. Love ya. But this is like, this is every day. This is not something you do. Love you here and there. Love you here and there isn't going to make a difference. Because I say love you to my friends. It's such a, like, we all say it so easily. Like,
yeah.
it's like those words are, you know, what does it mean? But when you do it consistently. So I tell people because they're like, oh, you know, it's another thing to do. I'm like, no, don't look at it as another thing to do. Because if you have 24 hours a day and you're awake, let's say, I don't know, 10 of them, and a text message, you send them all day long. So don't tell me you can't find time to send a 5-minute text. You know, you can find the time. And even when my day has gotten away from me, I still send them the text and I'll be like, I'll apologize first for not messaging them earlier. And I'll say, even though it's come a little bit later in the day, I just want you to know how much I love you and how extraordinary you are. Like something every day. But most of my texts, my kids tell me, are rather long, which makes me laugh because, you know, once I get going, I want to share like everything that I've read or learned or something really cool. So I get a little carried away. And once, like you'll see dads, once you're in it and you start like sharing the writing, you'll want to go, want to keep going because you're like, this is important what I want to say. You want to get it out. And one thing will, and then the next thing will come. The next line will come to you. So don't be shy. It doesn't matter if it's long. Send it.
I love it. It's all about being intentional, right? Doing it for a reason, not just because it's random. I think that's when your kids will understand the meaning behind what you're doing is you're doing this out for a reason. You're going to be consistent. You're going to show up even if it's short. You're going to make connection. And the one thing I love about when we look at our phone, when we send a text message, you can actually, most of the times on most phones, you'll see the word seen, right? They actually saw your message. Talk about being seen as a parent in the lives of your kids. You can see it right on the phone. When you send the message and you see that word seen, as a parent, you've been seen, your kids have seen you, you've shown up, your kids have experienced you on their phone, and you are being seen with your messages, right? So do that.
And if they're absorbing it, they're absorbing the they're reading it and it's going into their head. They might not respond. That's fine. Just read it. Just know that I took the time because you're extraordinary. Right. Like I love you so much, and that you mean that much, you know, that it really means so much. And I think the kids, I think my kids, they look forward to the message. They look forward to it. They haven't said to me, I look forward to your message, but I think they do. I think they really, they get a kick out of it and they really enjoy it. And, you know, like I said, don't curate them. They don't have to be perfect. Don't. It's the effort. It's when you speak from your heart, people know. When you're curating, people know. So just go from your heart. And whatever comes out, whether it's a line or 10 lines, it doesn't matter. It's the idea is that you're sending love and you're sending light. And we need a lot of light in this world today. This world is very crazy. So light is, to me, always defeats darkness. It always does. And that's why I realize this is a movement. This is something bigger and we need to do it. And it's not sitting here saying I'm Gandhi and I'm going to come and change the world. I'm saying that we each do this with our children, and our children will pick up that habit, trust me. And they'll do it with a loved one, or they'll do it with their kids. Even if you have a friend who you love, who's by themselves, who's you're seeing has maybe doesn't feel good, or they're disconnected on some level. Start with somebody. It doesn't, just because you don't have kids doesn't mean you can't do
right.
it. You can do this, you know?
Good point. I love it. Okay, Tammy, I know you have a busy house. You got painters going in and out of the room. You're a very busy person. And we talked about this on Living the Next Chapter. You have a restaurant too. Like, I don't know how you have time for all this in your week. Amazing author, texter galore. You take care of everybody. This is amazing. But I'd love for you to shout out as far as people, where we can get the book, which I'm holding in my hands right here. This is awesome. Where we can get the book. Maybe we have a podcast. We want you on as a guest. How do we get in touch with you?
Oh, I love that.
And as well, plug the restaurant. Come on. We want some good food.
Okay. Yes. And you have to come to New York so I can take you to the restaurant. You have to promise me you're coming. Because you're in another country,
right?
Even though we share a border. Okay. So the book is available on Amazon, Text Messages to My Sons, Connecting Deeply in a World of Devices. And it's on Amazon. You can also go to my website if you want to reach out to me or buy the book also. There, it's linked to Amazon on my website, www.TCBrandConsulting.com. TCBrandConsulting.com. And I have social media too. There's Text Messages to My Sons has its own social media on Instagram and Facebook. And Tammy J. Cohen, I'm the author. That's me. I'm on Instagram and I'm on LinkedIn as Tammy Cohen. So there's lots of ways to reach me, and buying the book is easy. Just go to Amazon.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And the restaurant?
The restaurant. Oh, thanks for reminding me. I just was talking about the book. 18 restaurant. Actually, the book is, there's a little book stand in 18 restaurant for text messages to my son. I actually have to give my husband some more copies because they sold out. But going on 14 years. Think about that, everybody. Dads, 14 years in New York City. Not easy to be a restaurant. Forget the pandemic, just staying open in New York City. But yes, it's very eclectic. We have best sushi. We're known for our sushi, our kebabs, burgers, steaks, great salads, Mediterranean salads. We have great specials, anything you can think of. So it's a very cool, fun place and full on bar too. And it's on 81st between 2nd and 3rd. It's called 18, E-I-G-H-T-E-E-N. And they have Instagram too, and also a website. So you have to come and check it out if you're in New York City.
And when you walk through the door of 18, have this in your hand, the book in your hand, and you'll get really good seating. I'm going to tell you, because this is going to get you in the door and get an autograph while you're there. Make sure you get an autograph because that's even better.
Well, my husband, Sydney, runs the restaurant. And if he sees you walk in with the book, he'll make sure to call me to give me an autograph. And he'll be like, oh, very excited to see somebody come in with the book, for sure. But I love to autograph the book and make people happy, give them their own special message. I always autograph and put a message to that person. I did a book signing, and it took me all night because I wrote each person like a message, their own message that just came to me from God.
Nice.
That's it. Yeah. I love it.
Tammy, thank you for doing this on a very busy, chaotic day to take time out of your day to do this. Truly appreciate you. You're a great person. You're so fun to talk to. I wish I could talk to you every day, but I know maybe I'll just send you a text.
Send me a text, Dave.
That's what I did there?
That was
great. Like that? That kind of just happened, but yeah. Thank you for doing this.
I'm putting my cell number in
the chat.
Okay,
I want to send you a text.
Send me a text.
I want to see.
Now, can I tell you, this has been an absolute honor and pleasure, and I'm never too busy to talk to Dave. You're
awesome.
The best.
I love it.
I like it.
Okay, I'm sending you a text. Thank you so much for doing this. I can't wait to read your text and get to experience it in real life, what the book was written about. You know, and everyone listening, make sure you go check the show notes because we'll have links to everything Tammy mentioned. And please go buy the book. And when you buy the book, leave an amazing review so other people can fall in love with the book just like you did.
Yes. Reviews, you know, people love the book. And I'm like, can you leave a review on Amazon? It's like an extra step, you know. But really, we do need the reviews on Amazon.
Thank you so much, Tammy, for doing this.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, I think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, or if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.